It's Thursday, September 22nd, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. People across America will gather for the third annual March for the Martyrs in Washington, D.C. on Saturday. The march through the streets of Washington will conclude with a night of prayer for the persecuted. An estimated 360 million Christians live in places where they experience high levels of persecution. Jia Shikhan, the founder of For the Martyrs, told the Christian Post that the consistent need expressed by persecuted Christians around the world is this, quote, "They will almost always say, please continue to pray for us," end quote. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 26 says, "If one member suffers, all the members suffer with it. Or if one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it." Yesterday, Russian President Vladimir Putin ordered a mobilization of up to 300,000 reservists for the country's war in Ukraine. It's Russia's first such call-up of reservists since World War II. The mobilization follows military setbacks in Ukraine. Russian officials arrested hundreds of people across dozens of its cities who protested the military call-up. In addition, Putin vowed to use, quote, "all means," end quote, to defend the regions, reports the Daily Mail. Listen.
И при угрозе территориальной целостности нашей страны, для защиты России и нашего народа, мы безусловно используем все имеющиеся в нашем распоряжении средства. Это не блеф.
He said, quote, "If the territorial integrity of our country is threatened, we will use all available means to protect Russia and our people. This is not a bluff," end quote. He went on to say, quote, "I shall stress by all means available to us. Those trying to blackmail us with nuclear weapons should know that the tables can turn on them," end quote. Thousands of people marched for life over the last week in Europe and the U.S. In Poland, 10,000 people joined the 17th annual National March for Life and Family in Warsaw on Sunday. Polish President Andrzej Duda made a video appearance praising the pro-family ideals of the march. In Switzerland, 1,000 people joined the Swiss March for Life in Zurich last Saturday. Police protected the demonstrators from far-left extremists who have attacked the march in previous years. And here in the U.S., 5,000 people joined the Pennsylvania March for Life on Monday. It's the first statewide March for Life since the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. First Liberty Institute recently released their 2022 Religious Liberty in the States report. The report ranks states based on 11 religious liberty safeguards in state law. The safeguards cover issues like immunization, abortion, marriage, and general conscience protections. The top two states which did the best job of protecting religious liberty were Mississippi, followed by Illinois, surprisingly. Ranked at the bottom were California and New York. Most states ranked below 50% in terms of meeting the 11 legal safeguards. Business Insider reports that America's government is getting older much faster than it ever has before. The median age of Congress in the early 1800s was 44. Now it's over 60. And the percentage of Congress over the age of 70 has skyrocketed since the 1990s from under 10% to over 20% now. Meanwhile, the age of the federal judiciary has also aged significantly since the 1800s. However, Donald Trump's appointments during his presidency did lower the median age of the federal judiciary by 2 years. The Federal Reserve raised its benchmark interest rate by 0.75 percentage point yesterday. The Fed hopes to slow record inflation in a move that could also slow U.S. economic growth. The benchmark rates now sit at 3% to 3.25% and will likely increase to 4.4% by the end of the year. A new report by Dickerson Baker found that Christian school enrollment has increased since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. About 80% of Christian school leaders say their enrollment has increased in the last 2 years, with 43% saying it has increased substantially. The report found the top challenge Christian school leaders face is having enough classroom and facility space. And finally, the Barna Group released data from their new report entitled, Why Giving is Good. Practicing Christians at 65% were much more likely than the general U.S. adult population at 46% to say they have been the recipient of someone else's extraordinary generosity. The report also found that givers at 54% were more likely than non-givers at 36% to say they have received generosity in the past. Proverbs 11 verses 24 and 25 says, There is one who scatters, yet increases more, and there is one who withholds more than is right. But it leads to poverty. The generous soul will be made rich, and he who waters will also be watered himself. And that's the worldview in 5 minutes on this Thursday, September 22nd in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.